Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I'm gonna take him down, make him tired, and make him tough.
Islam Makhachev!
And it is all over! It is all over! Dean Thomas, beautiful by rear naked choke!
You know, everybody needs a little break. I took a little break, now I'm back to break people.
Dean Thomas!
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Interesting show. Not that anybody cares. We're recording early today because our guests are in Abu Dhabi. Thank you, Dean, for joining us. We always love when you're here. You're over in Abu Dhabi, right?
Yeah, I just got in right now. I just landed and skedaddled through the airport just so I could make the show.
Did you fly coach?
Man, listen, I am the coach. I don't fly coach, though.
Ah.
I flew, you see what I'm saying? I flew business class. They helped me up.
Dean, you're back on Fight Island, man.
I know, man.
We had a lot of memories. This is your first time over there without me. You realize that?
I know, and I feel bad about it. I like when you're being here with you. You know what I'm saying? You be getting in fights and stuff with people.
We have to get to our first guest.
I got nothing to do. Sorry?
Our first guest is in the waiting room.
God, Jimmy?
I'm sorry.
Catch up?
All right, catch up.
Fuck. All right, let's get our first guest.
He was there before we were. I always hate when we come in. Brett Okamoto is our first guest, and we have Islam Makhachev coming on, but Brett was already in the waiting room before we arrived.
Not being like a dick. It's not like it's fucking, Islam waiting. I'm only
no.
kidding. Let's get Brett in. Now I'm being rude, Jimmy.
Brett, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, buddy. We're talking about Matt saw the new Dune movie, which I have not seen. Have you seen it?
I have not. I heard it's all the rage, though.
Oh, it's not popular to say now, but it's the tits. Anyway.
When did you arrive in Abu Dhabi? How far in advance do you go when you got an event like this?
I got in last night. So right now it's 7:30 p.m. local time. I got in about 24 hours ago.
Do you like the traveling for like gigs like that? A lot of guys hate it. And like, I happen to like it when I have to go somewhere and do something. I don't mind taking a trip.
Usually I like it. But if, you know, I've been to Abu Dhabi a few times and it is a long trek out here, guys. So, it's not really one I look forward to, honestly, but this is a good card. I really wanted to see this card. So I wanted to come out for it.
Hey, Brett, were you in coach? Obviously not. Obviously not. So seriously, stop pitching, dude. I've been on that flight. It's fucking awesome. Can I see your watch again?
Yeah.
Holy shit. The last time I seen a watch that big, it was on Flavor Flav's fucking neck. That thing is huge.
That's a great watch, dude.
Fucking, yeah. You probably have a good left.
Oh, wait a minute. But he didn't answer if he was in coach or not.
Oh, fuck. Dean Thomas. We don't have to answer that.
Yeah, no.
No. Hold on. This is actually a good question. It's going to blow your guys' mind. So my contract, I have business in my contract.
Yeah.
But I flew out here with four guys who don't have it. So I took one for the team and I didn't want to be, you know, bougie and sit up in business. So I sat back for them.
What a nice, I would have not only sat in business, I would have tried to upgrade to first. So I was even further away from my friends. You're a better person than I am.
You sure are.
See, well, it's going to sound like I'm trying to put myself over, but I did do that. Yeah, I wanted to hang out with my boys as we were flying over.
I wouldn't have.
That shows a lot right there, the kind of person you are. If it was myself, Ray Longo, and Dean Thomas, and Jimmy Norton, and I was the guy with business class, I would fucking heckle them. I would call them up.
Fair,
I would call them up and tell the flight attendant, I don't know what the fuck they're doing in my. They belong.
To be fair, I told them the next time I'm taking the business trip because we had crying babies all around us for 12 hours coming over here. So I was like, this is it. Guys, next time I'm up in business.
I wouldn't fly coach if it would save my friend's life. You're definitely.
I'll tell you, but what a freaking card this weekend.
Amazing.
We've seen it a lot, but holy shit. I mean, which fight are you guys looking forward to the most?
Obviously, I want to see Teixeira Blachowicz just because Teixeira's 41 and it's like, I can't believe he's fighting for the title. Like, I'm really, really happy for him. And I like Blachowicz, but I would love to see Teixeira do it just because at his age, it's such a miracle to get that far and to have been on such a run like he's on.
I want to see Peter Yan, man.
Yeah.
And Corey Sandhagen. That's the fight right there.
For me, the best style fight is that one, Dean. It's that interim bantamweight title fight. However, I will say, like, and this is maybe, you know, because when I get to talk to these guys, like, I get influenced by them. Dan Hooker is really confident, guys. And, like, he's a big underdog to Islam. I think, you know, everybody's picking Islam in this fight. But Dan is, like, when you talk to him, he's like, I'm winning this fight. Everybody thinks I'm losing. His confidence almost reminds me, Matt, of when Weidman fought Anderson Silva, dude. It really does. I'm not just saying that. It's like, you know, when Weidman kind of knew something that everybody else didn't, you know, and Weidman was just so super confident. That's kind of how I feel about Dan Hooker this week.
The only difference there, a huge difference actually, is Weidman had the ability to put it where he wanted it, and nobody expected him to win by punches. I mean, everybody thought, all right, he's that wrestler, if he could get it down. With this fight, Islam, he does blend those takedowns in beautifully. So if it is close standing up, they're both dynamic strikers. But the takedown, the blend with the takedowns, that Sambo style, I think that's going to make a huge difference in this. He's got beautiful takedowns. You know what I mean?
But if Dan Hooker has any one thing, that is that unpredictable knee that he slides up the middle that most guys just don't see. And he does that so naturally. And that's how he caught Gilbert Burns. That's how he caught a bunch of guys, you know, Ross Pearson. They just don't see it coming. So to me, that could be a factor that he's playing into to say, listen, I'm going to catch him with one of these knees as he thinks he's going to get a slick one on me.
And look, we might be talking about a fight where that as it plays out, that Islam just dominates him. That could happen, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Look what he did to Drew Dober.
Dan is so freaking confident, man. I just really like his confidence. He's loose. He's like, I got nothing to lose in this fight. You know, it's one of those types of fights where, like, the underdog just seems kind of, like, just mentally ready to go, you know?
Yeah, I can never tell by the way they, like, you know, I always thought that I could tell, like, reading people. I can never tell how a fight's going to go by the attitude or the face, because sometimes they walk in supremely confident and get killed. And then there's other times where I'm like, wow, he's not even making eye contact. And you look at Jose Aldo. He never looks confident before a fight. He's always kind of looking down, you know, and I can never tell by that. But after Drew Dober was dominated so much by Islam, it's really hard to see anybody beating him standing up.
Back to the Glover fight. There's been, I'll tell you, and Anthony Smith comes to mind, his fight with Anthony Smith. How many times do we count him out? We'll be like, oh, like this is a, you know, I love him, but this is going to be a rough fight. And then he pulls it through. That Anthony Smith fight, I mean, it's not that he had to win anybody over, but wow. He had to deal with an onslaught where you're like, oh, this is the best Anthony Smith ever. And then you see him, not only did he weather it, he came back to just get on top of Anthony, apologize, and said, hey, man, sorry, buddy, it's the game. You know, I don't even remember that fight. He told me. And who else did he put to sleep right in front of me? He got in the head and arm triangle.
You're talking about
trying to tip my tongue.
Ion Cutelaba.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
When he fought Cutelaba, another one, I was like, whoa, dude, he mounted him. And just his jiu-jitsu, You can't sleep on it, man. And the way, and what his fight IQ, he's been in the game so long, he trains the right way. I'm really, it's truly a Rocky story, a Brazilian Rocky story. Yeah. So I think he could get the upset. I really do.
Yeah, I like his chances. The only thing I'm concerned with is he does have to take a little bit of punishment to get what he wants later. And Jan is not the guy you want to get hit with early on. You know, Jan packs a little bit too much power. Almost like when he fought Anthony Johnson, it was like he took them shots too early. So if he can get through that, I like Glover's chances.
It's exciting. It really is. Because what is he, 43? 42?
41, I thought.
I think he's 42. And Jan's 37. And that's like I was thinking about this today, that it would, like, when you talk about all these matchups, you know, and all these different things that go into it, a lot of times, like, experience is, you know, it can play a huge factor, but both these guys are super experienced. And isn't it weird that these two have never fought before? How have these two been fighting in that light heavyweight division for all these years and been as good as they have been, and we've never seen them fight? I think it's kind of being slept on, and I get it, because if I'm being honest, I think the bantamweight fight is slightly more interesting from a stylistic matchup. You got Khamzat coming back. You got Islam fighting Dan Hooker. So I get it why it's being overshadowed, but it's a darn good main event.
Have they ever been scheduled to fight and had it called off, or has it never even been attempted to be scheduled?
Never even been attempted.
Can I just say that I'm looking at their ages here, and Jan Blachowicz is 38. And Glover Teixeira is 41. They could have went to high school together. There's not that much of a fucking...
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? 38 in Poland is like 48 anywhere else. Them boys is cold out there. And they live hard. You know what I'm saying?
It's serious.
Oh, I'm going to get canceled, ain't I? They going to cancel me?
Hey, listen. Peter Yan and Corey Sandhagen, I've been thinking about this one so much. I really liked... I like both their mindset. I mean, because, like, Corey, like, he's a thinker. Like, he said something just now I saw in the pre-fight press conference or whatever. And he said something where he likes to think of it almost like ancient war, where TJ's village is on fire from what it's still on fire.
Yeah.
Aljo had to retreat, and I'm in the land. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck. That made me, that just, dude, I was like, I did the nipple test. Like, oh, shit. Nipples are hard. And you know Jan just has such belief in himself. He doesn't believe he's lost the belt. And, I mean, it was a technicality. It was a fucking mistake. But it's not like the guy got a beating and got his belt taken. When's the last time the guy took a beating? The guy fucking...
Man.
Shit. And I was there when he fought Jose Aldo. And I'll tell you, Jose Aldo wasn't going down easy in that fucking fight, Brett. I don't know if you were there on Fight Island for that. I mean, when...
I remember watching that fight,
I
too,
wasn't,
man.
There, but yeah.
He got Aldo cracks him, man, and he brushed it off like it was nothing. Like, he's an absolute gangster.
And look how good Aldo has been since then. Like, if there was any kind of feeling of like, oh, maybe Aldo's lost a step. Like, no, dude. Like, he's looked really good since then.
He looked good that night until it was just who's going to break first. Peter Yan is I'm not saying unbreakable, but he's not stopping until you literally got to put his lights out. And he's fucking intelligent. He's not just a barbarian. He needed to give his backup once to Aljo for Aljo to take it. He wasn't. Yeah, there's things I seen in that fight. I'm like, oh, this guy, he did his homework. Even up against the cage, getting up. He'll be able to take a knee to give that backup. He knew his chances of surviving a shot is better than surviving Aljo on his back. I mean, these are little things that.
Who are you picking in that fight, Matt?
I'll tell you, I'm having a hard time with it. I really am. It's hard to pick against Corey because he's very calculated, but Petey Yan is just a killer. He's just a killer. So I'm really it's up. It's so back and forth in my head. I don't know, guys. Right? I'll know before the end of the show. What are you guys thinking? I don't know if you can make a legit pick, but Dean Thomas.
I'm going Corey Sandhagen. I think that the movement that he has, like Peter Yan is fantastic and he's a killer, but I think he kind of needs somebody to stand right in front of him to really showcase that. And Corey Sandhagen is going to be moving in and out and fainting and giving him so many different looks. I think that could give him an issue, but if it doesn't, then, you know, Corey Sandhagen might be in for a long night, but I think Corey Sandhagen will be able to pull that off.
How do you think he beats him? Do you think he beats him standing, or do you think he wants to take him to the ground?
No, I think he beats him standing. I think he just kind of points him, touches him up and makes it look really, really slick.
Decision.
So Decision.
Yeah. Decision. There's no way he knocks Peter Yan out. I think a decision is in order.
That's what's kind of cool about this division right now, because I feel like Sandhagen's a tough matchup for Yan, which is the betting odds don't reflect that. Yan is like a 2-1 favorite against Sandhagen right now. But I feel like Sandhagen's a tough matchup for Yan. Yan's a tough matchup for Aljamain. And Aljamain's a tough matchup for Sandhagen. That's what's kind of cool about it, right?
Is it really
stylistic matchups in that 135 division?
What I took about is with TJ and Corey Sandhagen is even though he wasn't getting him down, he was on that back a lot. Yeah, TJ was locked around, body had him around the waist, wasn't getting him down, but he was there a lot. Now, it's not his style to hop up on a back or anything, but Aljo, he just needs to see that back once. So I agree with you. I think it's not that Corey's a less dangerous fighter, but again, styles make fights. Peter Yan was a fucking, that was a rough matchup for Aljo. That was a rough night for Aljo.
Yeah.
Not to say that it would go the same way, but I'm saying it was a fucking rough night. But from what I saw with TJ and Corey, you know, Aljo could have a better night with Sandhagen than Yan.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
You know, it makes it fucking exciting though.
Hey, Brett, I got a question. Brett, I got a question for you. Of all the people, of all people, who always calls you back at least sometimes?
Dude, Dean Thomas, my man.
All right, just making sure. All right.
Anytime I need an interview, I call Dean. And anytime I want to get gypped on an interview, I call Matt Serra.
But you can't get in touch with Jimmy. When you want to get in touch with Jimmy, you call me.
Matt has said he was going to do an interview and didn't do it.
No, I think I shared this. I think I shared this story one time. I haven't asked Matt for an interview for a long time, but when he was fighting, UFC put him on the phone with me, and he was like, I don't know what he was doing. He was like driving through the streets of New York or something, and it was like they're like, okay, Brett, you ready for your phoner with Matt Serra? And I'm like, yeah. And so I'm sitting there, and they hand the phone over to Matt, and Matt's like, and I hear someone yelling, and like the window's rolling down, and he's talking to people like they're driving or something. Like, I never got that interview with Matt.
Well, if it's any consolation, I do a radio show with Matt twice a week, and I had him on my morning radio show, and he literally just pulled over in a Target parking lot and talked to us on a Zoom call. So it doesn't work any different if you podcast with him either. Yeah.
That's a big show, that Jim and Sam. I'm sorry.
Hey, Brett, I like talking to you so much that I remember the time where you called to do an interview with Tyron Woodley, and he was training, and I impersonated Tyron and did the whole interview as Tyron Woodley with you. And you was time you were like, this don't really sound like Tyron. I was like, oh, no, man, I'm just training. I just finished training.
You refused to let it go, though. I was like, this ain't Tyron Woodley. You're like, yeah. And I was like, I really don't think this is Tyron Woodley.
How long into it did you realize he was lying?
30 seconds, dude. Dean is not a good Tyron Woodley impersonator.
I have no Tyron Woodley. I have no Tyron.
Jimmy's not exactly a good Tony Ferguson impersonator, but he got me.
I got you good. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Poor Tony guy didn't do anything.
Am I the only one on Fight Island out of all you guys? None of you guys?
No, I'm here. I just got in right now.
Oh, okay, good. Good.
I've never been.
You want to come?
I would like to see it once. It's just hard because I have a radio show here in New York. I have to be here 4 days a week. I don't have the time to go, but yeah, I would love to go. It doesn't seem as appealing since the pandemic is kind of dying out, because I could just go to a fight here in New York or Philly.
Honestly, I would rather, I would just go to New York if I were you. Yeah. Or Vegas.
Yeah. I haven't been to a fight in, I guess, 2 years now. I definitely miss it. I kind of wanted to go into the Apex too, though. You know, they have little small crowds. I like the way those small crowds sound. It's a lot better than it being empty, and it's different than an arena.
Man, I'm excited about the return of Khamzat, man. I think it'd be talked about more if this wasn't such a crazy card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like he's got a pushover with
Yeah, but I think he's also taking so much time off that some of his steam left him a little bit. And I think people forgot a little bit.
Speaking of steam, man, part of the reason why he didn't come back right away, because he was the way the COVID hit him.
Oh, right.
Dude, he looks in great shape though, man. I interviewed him today. He looks in great shape, man. And that's what everybody always says about him, is that like, that's why he won't lose, is because of just the way he goes in the gym. I like, you know, when you guys have been like, when you've just been around the sport for so long, you get around a guy and you're like, this guy's in freaking great shape, man. Like he's big for the weight class. He's cutting weight. And he's like lean. Like that's the feeling I got when I was around Hamzat. I'm like, this dude's ready to go.
Didn't he have something scheduled that kind of COVID, the lingering effects of COVID made him back out of?
Well, it's because he was kept coming back to training so fast, you know, like he was starting to recover and then he would like get in the gym and spar a bunch of rounds and end up in the hospital, you know, like coughing blood. That's what the deal was. But once they got him to like just chill out and sit for a while, then he got better. And now he's like only focused on 170. He's not going to be bouncing around between 185 and 170. I agree with you, Matt. Like, honestly, if there was only one thing that you could watch on this card, Hamzat might be it. He might be the only thing that you would. He might be the number one thing you would watch on this card.
Wow, that's big.
Just because of the ceiling, right?
I got Hamzat by knockout, man. People don't understand. Like, they think he's just a ground guy. He's got some serious power in his right hand. If you've done your homework on him, man, he's a bit wild at times. But his power in his right hand is absolutely devastating.
Yeah, man, shit. And he got Gerald Mershaw at that time.
And if you ever saw, like, there's a fight online where he's fighting another Russian dude and he hits him with this uppercut. I mean, this guy gets lifted off his feet and just boom. Like, he got deboed. Like, just boom. It was crazy.
Where's my 40, homie?
Yeah. What you got on my 40, homie?
I think he loses. I think he loses his first fight. I think he's stopped in the second round.
No way.
Yep.
Wow. That's a big prediction there.
It is. And half the times I'm right with, let me correct myself. 95% of the times I'm wrong. 5% of the time I'm right. But I just get a feeling sometimes that it's just a guy's not going to go undefeated forever. And I think everybody's looking past Lee. And I think he gets it done in the second round.
I wonder how many amateur fights he has if he's only got 3 fights. Hamzat.
Well, doesn't he have a? Isn't he 11? Am I remembering wrong? I thought he was like 11-0. I could be remembering.
Oh, my God.
Nine and oh, bro. They had a hard time getting in fights.
Listen, and Jimmy, I think Jimmy, you're wrong, man. I'm telling you, there's stories about him going through Vegas, man, just terrorizing other pros in gyms here in Vegas, where he's going in gyms and just mauling guys.
I mean, you always hear about like him sparring Gustafson and Latifi. I've also heard that he sparred Yuri Prochazka, who is a beast. Yeah. You know, he's been in there with him. He's one of those guys, but like his biggest fights have been in the gym, not even in the octagon yet. You know,
he's 3-0 in the UFC, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, man. His toughest test was going to be Gerald Mershot, but he ended it with one punch. So
wasn't that the first round? I mean, that was like early in the first round, right?
Yeah. 17
it was the first
yeah.
punch.
Yep, that was the first round.
So, you know, you could say he's still untested.
He's untested for sure.
Well, he's going to be tested, like Jimmy says.
Yeah, but you guys remember I said that, second round.
And I'm happy to see Amanda Ribas back.
The good thing is if he wins, you will remember that. But if Shumayev loses, you'll remember I said that. But if Shumayev wins, you're going to forget that I made my stupid prediction. That's the best part of a prediction like that.
It's a risk-free prediction.
It's a risk-free really prediction. Is. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to forget.
You won't. No.
No, I'm going to have him send me this audio and I'm going to replay it over and over on the internet.
We got Islam coming on too, no? Man, I'm so excited for his fight.
I don't even like making predictions, though. I mean, I know it's a part of it, but it's like, then I find myself pulling for someone because of my prediction, like just because I want to be right. So I hate making predictions for that reason. Sometimes I don't want to root. I just want to watch and whatever happens, happens. I don't want to have any feeling about it until the fight happens.
Yeah, well, listen, enough of all this MMA shit. I was telling you guys about that new Dune movie. Hey, Brett, I don't know what you're into, but listen. I know you're thinking because I'm a grown man that likes Star Wars. They say it's almost like Game of Thrones in space. It's like Star Wars for adults. These are some of the things the critics are throwing around. I agree with them.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I think you could do a lot worse if you're in quarantine. Put on that HBO Max and you watch that Dune movie.
It's a series. It's not a movie.
It's a movie. And it's based on Frank Herbert's sci-fi novel from the 70s. They did a movie. You know who did a movie on it? David Lynch. And it was a fuck.
Oh, love David Lynch, dude.
Yeah, but it was a shit fest. I didn't like that movie.
Oh, you didn't like it?
It was Dean Thomas. Are you listening to this?
But yeah, I'm listening.
I'm telling you, this movie's got a lot going on. You're going to like this movie. I recommend it. But Dean Thomas is probably going to just watch Hubie Halloween, which is good for the kids too.
With man, I watched Lord of the Rings on the way here, actually.
I've never seen that.
What, you've never seen Lord of the Rings?
Never seen that. Never seen a Harry Potter film. Was this a rewatch for you or the first time you saw it?
No, it was a rewatch. I like watching it.
He's got time to kill. You know
what I mean? Yeah, man. And them orcs make me laugh. They're all
Hey, listen, I love the hotel over there on Yaz Island. What are you guys doing? When I go, and Dean Thomas knows this. Besides the series I watch and all my movies, I bring my virtual reality and I just have a blast. What are you guys doing? What are you doing in your spare time? You keep doing shit for 48 hours now. What are you going to do there?
What am I doing? I'll find out.
Yeah, Brett. And then Dean. Yeah, first you, Brett.
As soon as I hang out with you guys, I'm going to go to the rooftop pool, have a drink, have dinner.
You did your quarantine already.
Well, no, there's no quarantine on this one.
The one I go to, you don't even got a quarantine.
Yeah, there's no quarantine on this one. We went jet skiing a couple years ago before all the Fight Island stuff. There's some stuff to do around here.
I just thought you guys were stuck in your room for 24 or 48 hours.
No, yeah. There's no quarantine this time.
Oh, well then, what am I saying? Go have a bike ride around the track.
Is there only a certain amount of places you can go, or can you go back out, kind of go out wherever you want to now, or do they still have you kind of a bubble?
Completely open.
Oh, it is.
I would go to a fucking hookah lounge. I love that shit. I love that shit. Let me order some food. Let me take that thing. I like that. That's the way I like the party.
The hookah lounge, huh? I never would have guessed that, man.
Oh, shit, man. There's one right near there. I went there, and I had a blast.
Do you bring your own mouthpiece or do you use their mouthpieces?
Nah, they got the little plastic things they put on that fucker.
Oh, Jimmy, this place is so clean, man. Like, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
Nah, you're sucking through the same thing other people have been. I don't care if it's a new piece. It's still the same piping. Ugh.
Hold on. The fucking things that have been in that mouth, Jimmy, how dare you?
That's the irony of it. It is crazy.
Everybody's seen your stand-up. The things that have been, you're going to complain about a plastic. Oh, where's that plastic been? No, they should be afraid of letting you in that place.
It's just the saliva of a bunch of people.
You're not swapping spit. They got little fucking pieces.
Little piece, right? But it goes over something that other people have been using. Like it's the same. Ugh.
They're not using it. What are you? Now you're fucking.
No, but isn't there a hose that comes that you put the piece on the end of the hose?
Yeah, you put the piece on the end of the hose, Jimmy.
Is it a new hose?
No. Right, we're not going to fix this today.
No, we're not.
He's been into many houses that are worse than hookah houses, and you keep doing that, Jimmy. I feel totally at home.
Okay.
Out in Yaz Island, visiting a nice hookah lounge. Hookah lounge. Anyway, Brett, we always love seeing you, dude. Your hair never goes. Every time I see you, it's like your hair's never out of place. You could do a jujitsu lesson. I guarantee one little thing like that.
It's blessed with good hair, man. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, Brett's coming up, man. Every time I see him around, he be looking all fresh and everything. I'm like, God damn, I didn't know he had it in him. Oh, it looked good.
Hey, looks better every time you see me, right, Dean?
Yeah. Coming up.
Dean Thomas, speaking of Lord of the Rings, man, you grow out that beard, you'll be like the Black Gandalf.
Gandalf the Grey, bro.
Pass, motherfucker. Yeah, Dean Thomas. They're going to reboot that sooner or later. They're going to make it more diverse.
You can
go in a few roles, a few years. I just fucking don't know.
I would kill it. I'd kill that part.
How many of them are there? How many Lord of the Rings are there? Three?
There's three. Hey, avoid the Hobbit. Can I just?
Yeah.
That'll ruin it for you.
I think I saw that. That's the one I saw with Martin Freeman, right?
With Morgan.
Martin Freeman.
Martin Freeman, yeah.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Martin Freeman?
He's in The Office, the British Office. He's Sherlock Holmes. He's Watson.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not watching Watson. But the thing is this. Lord of the Rings, I recommend. The Hobbit? I might be despised at The Hobbit, but I'm not watching that fucking shit. That's a Peter Jackson money grab is what that shit is.
Yeah.
Fucking Legolas doing fucking parkour. Go fuck yourself.
You didn't like when the eye opened, the dragon eye at the end of the movie?
Ooh. I didn't like it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Fucking Brett, we always love talking to you. Yeah. Man. We have a good time with you.
Me too, guys. Dean, I'm happy to see you out here, dude. When am I going to see you? Are you going to, where are you at this week?
I don't even know what I'm doing this week. I'm here. And it took me forever to get here, but I'm here and I'm just here for whatever they need me for.
All right. All right.
I'm working the broadcast for the fight, but I don't know if I'm doing anything else. So, but I'm down.
Weigh-in show? You going to be around there?
I don't even think they're doing a weigh-in show.
No, they are. They're doing a weigh-in show.
Oh, they are? Well, then I guess I am doing it.
Yeah. Your call time is 7 a.m., bro.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
I got to get the packet. Listen, I'm prepared for anything, man. I'm always prepared for everything.
He's a workhorse, yeah. Dean Thomas.
Hardest working guy. Yeah.
That's right. You got to. Somebody else going to take your job.
He's got more jobs than Aljo has brothers and sisters.
Dean Thomas. Oh, you stupid, man. You stupid.
All right, he's ready to go. Brett, thank you, man. We actually do have his lobby. He's not standing us up. He's coming in now.
Oh, good.
But always good talking to you, man. Thank you for coming on and always hanging with us.
You guys have a good time. Brett, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care, buddy. This episode of UFC Unfiltered is brought to you by Crypto.com, the official crypto partner of UFC. You've definitely seen their logo on our UFC gear. And crypto is something I'm getting into, so this is really a helpful, helpful site. With over 10 million users around the world, Crypto.com is the fastest growing crypto app, letting you easily buy and sell more than 150 cryptocurrencies. You can even buy Bitcoin with as little as $1. Crypto.com also offers the most popular crypto card in the world. The Crypto.com Visa card offers up to 8% back on most purchases, and it comes with amazing perks. 100% rebate for your Netflix, Spotify, and Amazon Prime subscriptions. If you already own some crypto, did you know that Crypto.com offers some of the most competitive reward rates of the industry? You can get up to 8.5% on your Bitcoin or Ethereum, 12% on your USDC, and more. Find out how much you can earn by visiting Crypto.com. Get $25 when you apply for a Crypto.com metal Visa card on the Crypto.com app using code UFC25. Again, it's $25 when you apply for the card using code UFC25. It's first come, first serve, so act fast. Download the Crypto.com app now on the App Store or Google Play. This podcast is brought to you by Neds, the official wagering partner of the UFC in Australia. Aussie fight fans, keep an eye out for this weekend's UFC pay-per-view event, Player Pump. Player Pump gives you a special fixed odds price for a fighter to win by markets like method of victory, round betting, and heaps more. You can even pump up your odds on the UFC by combining your favorite markets across different cards. The action doesn't stop with UFC. Neds has everything you need to take it to the Neds level, regardless of what you bet on. Neds Same Game Multi is now available on more sports than ever before. Blended is also brand new to Neds and available on all three racing codes. Blended lets you pick multiple runners in the same race at special blended odds. It's never been easier for you to be paid out as a winner. Take UFC to the Neds level. UFC markets exclude South Australian residents. Minimum blended odds, $1.10. Terms and conditions apply and are available on the Neds website. Remember to always gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
What's up, guys?
What up?
We are so excited. We're so excited for this weekend.
I'm so excited too.
It's your time, Islam. Your time.
Yes. Same thing DC told me now. We just finished with him. Like interview.
This is good. Well, now we're having fun. Yeah.
Were you surprised Dan Hooker took the fight on a relatively brief turnaround?
I'm not surprised because he just this fight for him like business. You know, he make money. He ask about more money if he took this fight. I think he make good money, and he ask about 5 rounds. He wanted more money. You know?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
He wanted 5 rounds.
Yes, he asked. He put some tweet. Let's do 5 rounds. He asked me. Okay, I'm gonna say let's go, but it's not working like that.
It's not the way it works.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna pay him.
No.
For five rounds, he gonna more. He want more money, but I'm gonna pay.
Now you, I'm sorry, Jim.
No, go ahead, buddy.
I was gonna say you were originally supposed to fight RDA, Rafael Dos Santos. But do you care? I mean, I know you. RDA is a former champion and everything, but Dan Hooker, he's got a pretty good reputation himself. Was it? It didn't matter who it was.
Or you prefer? Doesn't matter. But now it's more. It's more interesting, you know, fight for versus Dan Hooker, because if I beat RDA, a lot of people are gonna say he's old, he's almost retired, blah blah blah, like this. But I think Hooker number five now, RDA number six Hooker, number seven or eight RDA. That's why Hooker is good idea.
What do you think he presents differently than RDA? Because I'm sure you had a plan for RDA. What do you think that Hooker brings that's different?
Same, you know, they have almost same skills, you know. Both of those guys have good striking game, but one thing, both these guys don't have wrestling skills.
Dean Thomas, I'm not saying I'm Notre Dame, but what was I saying early about if it's at all close on the feet?
Oh, yeah.
Islam, the way Islam blends in his takedowns with that Sambo style is so smooth. And just when I don't rewind a lot of stuff, but when I see some of these foot sweeps and these takedowns, I watch it again and again. I rewind. I go, look at the way he did this. So smooth.
You know, when you mix it, Sambo with wrestling, this is a little bit different and very good for MMA. I know this.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you're making it work.
Islam, I got a question for you. How do you feel about all the comparisons to Khabib? And does that add pressure to you in order to perform better?
This is not pressure for me, you know, because I'm not an amateur guy. I have big experience in amateur game and professional career, because that's why I don't feel nothing. Just people, a lot of people say you're gonna be like Khabib. Just I wanna be like Khabib, you know, and I'm gonna training hard like Khabib for this.
I love that. I see there's never any jealousy. There's just brotherly love over there. You guys are very tight. A lot of teams are like that.
You know, brother, these guys, I don't know who can do like this. He come every fight, every guy's from our team. He come to support, like live from family now, like for 15 days, 2 weeks. He stay with us, help a lot.
He cares, man.
That's crazy.
Dean Thomas would do the same thing, but he'd be like, yo, you better pay me.
He pay for everybody.
Oh, man.
He pay for everybody.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's why he is loved by all. Everybody loves Habib.
Yeah.
You never hear any bad things about Habib. Everybody loves him. Unless they're people with bad character.
Yeah, or they're people that he's beaten. I mean, no, nobody likes to be strangled.
They still love him, though. Except for one.
Yeah, like even Dustin Poirier got nothing but good things to say about him.
Do you live the same clean life too? Because Habib lives such a clean life. And such, are you kind of the same way?
Yeah, same way. Because he showed me this way. That's why I just follow. This is easy. If somebody show all roads, you just have to follow.
Yeah. And do you like the travel? I asked Brett the same thing. Do you like the travel? Do you enjoy being away from home for a little while to clear your head, or do you hate it?
No, just when I have fights and that's it. I like to spend time, you know, with my family, with my friends in Dagestan, because we have everything there. But Khabib loves soccer, others like professional sport. That's why he go to the watch some soccer's game many times.
How are you with soccer? Do you like soccer also or no?
No, I play better than him, but I don't watch soccer too much.
You don't watch it?
No, not too much, just a little bit sometimes.
Does he get competitive with soccer with you or no?
Yes, we all the time we play. Now I'm much better than him because he's a little bit. make weight. He's big now, that's why.
I can't keep up.
I beat his team last time.
You might have to make him goalie.
It's a question because you talked about you like spending time. You say you like spending time in Dagestan. And to me, like everybody I know who goes to Dagestan, the training is just like on another level. But why do so many fighters from Dagestan come to the States then if it's so great in Dagestan?
Because they stay in the USA and waiting for some chance, you know, maybe change some people. They want to fight, you know, they have many, many like high level fighters, but they travel to USA and just waiting. Maybe somebody is going to be out, somebody injured. They're waiting for some chance, you know.
Your opportunity.
Yes.
And if you're training in the States, people talk about you. Everybody knows you. People get to know you. You're just on people's minds more for a fight.
Because all big organization from USA, that's why they want to fight in big organization. That's why.
And is Coach Javier, did he visit lately to your country?
He come now. Sometimes he love Dagestan. Dagestan food, like people, weather. You guys have to come. I'm gonna invite. I can invite you quite easy, and you're gonna come. You know, bring your team, your guys training there.
We should do a Dana White looking for a fight, Dagestan. Dean Thomas, we should go there for the show. Imagine that.
It's going to be, you know, crazy. It's going to be very big in Dagestan because, you know, we have made so many fighters. And, you know, guys, who come from Dagestan or like your gym or Dean gym, like American top team, all fighters like so tough.
Yeah.
But we have many fighters who cannot travel, who don't have money for travel or make visa or something like that, who cannot come to USA and live there. We have many, many fighters.
So there's a lot of great talent that's undiscovered there.
Oh, I could imagine.
And you can watch amateur MMA. All amateur champion, world champion. They compete from with some other country, you know, but they all guys from Dagestan. 90% from Dagestan. I promise you, 90% from Dagestan.
Really?
I like big booty girls, man. I don't know if Dagestan can really supply that.
Hey, Dean goes there. He's going to get in trouble. Dean, don't. Yeah. No, Dean doesn't represent us with that. I'm a husband and a father. I don't even know.
If you're going to talk like that and come Dagestan, maybe some
good
trouble. That's right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I can't go, man. I'm being in trouble over there.
I'm not taking this guy with me anywhere near Dagestan. Guy'll get me in trouble just by being with him. I'm not, you know what I mean? I got eyes for nothing but arm locks and Kimura. Oh,
but Matt, you look like Dagestan, you know? That's right.
I do.
You can come. Right.
Yes!
What is your,
you need a beard. Matt, you need the beard, though. You got to grow the beard.
I'll grow it out. Name,
you, like, very famous name. MAGA, we give you name MAGA, and you're gonna be not Matt MAGA.
Oh, not Matt MAGA. Oh, I got excited.
MAGA.
I thought I'm very famous in Dagestan for a second. Then he goes, "Nah, if your name was MAGA." Close though. Ah, shoot. You know what I'll do? I'll throw on a Habib shirt, and I'll be okay.
Yeah. True.
No, I tell you what though, I've had some really good training experiences with a lot of Dagestani fighters. I mean, we didn't even speak the same language. But those guys just get it, like Rashid Magomedov and Magomed Karov. I've worked with those guys a lot. And like, just like, we don't even have to talk. They just can understand the language of fighting because they've done it for so long. And they just get it, man. It's so fun working with those guys.
They have to improve English, like me. I have to improve more. And this is big problem from Dagestan fighters. Like not many guys speak English. That's why maybe UFC doesn't want to sign all these guys because they cannot promote, you know. But we have to work on that.
Is it a hard language to learn?
English, no. I'm working with some teacher, but now I'm a little bit lazy because I understand everything. I can say what I want. That's why I just a little bit stuck, but I know I have to improve more.
When did you start? Because I'm very bad at second languages. I've tried to learn French. I couldn't learn it.
English is not my second language. English my third language because I have my Dagestan nationality, my language, and I know Russian language, and third one, English. Dagestan, there, you know, guys, 33
oh, okay.
language. Me have different language. Habib have different language.
Oh, is Dagestani and Russian a little closer than Dagestani and English?
No.
Totally different?
No. Like, different. My language and Habib language, like, different.
What?
I don't understand nothing. Yes. And we have 33. Nobody understands each other.
33 different, yeah.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I can hardly speak one language. So, you know, thank God I have jiu-jitsu.
Hold on, I had no idea. I thought you guys spoke the same language. Yeah. Hold on. What language do you speak and what language does Habib speak?
When you come to American Top Team, ask this, they got the boys. Habib have our language. I'm lucky. Habib Awar. We have Darginis, Lizgin, Kumik, like many different.
Now, did you learn, how do you guys communicate if you both speak different languages?
We speak Russian.
Oh, okay. Russian.
Is it Jimmy?
Yeah.
I need to start working on your Russian, little bird.
I can't. I've tried to learn other languages. My mind doesn't pick it up. I can't. I'm amazed that anybody can speak more than one language. I'm fascinated by
it's
that.
Crazy, right?
I can't do it. I've tried. My brain just shuts off. Well, look, man, you're a fun fighter to watch. Again, that Drew Dober fight, because Drew is such a solid fighter and such a difficult guy to keep down. And you dominated him pretty completely. So I'm looking forward to this fight against Hooker, who's another great fighter. But I think it's you have a good chance of winning this fight.
I say great chance.
I have to.
He's very confident, though. Does that bother you that he's very confident? Hooker is very confident. Does he think that he thinks he knows something?
He's confident because he make money.
Okay.
All right. Can I point out that Drew Dober was also confident, Jimmy? And I'm not attacking Drew Dober.
I know. He was. Yeah.
But, Jimmy, that was a beautiful display of putting it all together. And did it. It made it look fairly easy. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and Drew Dober ain't no chump neither.
No.
Chump at all.
He's a very tough kid.
Yeah.
Drew Dober, very tough guy. Very tough guy, but one problem.
All right. Well, listen, good luck on Saturday. Great talking to you, and it's an incredible fight, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you for a long time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
You're giving me, guys, good energy. I have training now. You're giving me good energy.
Excellent, brother.
Thanks, Islam.
Hey, man, kill it, man. Go kick ass.
Yeah, Islam, showtime.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
This episode of UFC Unfiltered is brought to you by P3, the official protein snack of the UFC. P3 portable protein packs are a savory and crunchy combination of three dynamic sources of protein from meat, cheese, and nuts. Each P3 pack contains up to 13 grams of protein, and they come in great tasting combinations like turkey, almond, and Colby Jack. P3, three dynamic ways to fuel your day with protein packed meat, cheese, and nuts, because three is better than one.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Back to Dune. Listen, man.
Okay.
It is this planet, right? It's a desert planet with these huge worm things. And they have a resource on this planet called spice. Now, spice is used by the locals there for everything to, like, hallucinate and to make life better, a little hippie shit and whatever. But it's also mined for intergalactic travel. They need that kind of spice to – it's the most – precious resource in all the galaxies, right? Stop it. Listen, so the emperor, right? He put, there was this one fucking group of people, I forgot the name of them, but they were like very barbaric, right? They're really hardcore, they're nasty, they got all skinheads. And you know who was one of them? Is Drax, the guy, what's his, Batista is one of them. Who the fuck is that guy? The guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes, Batista, David Batista. I think that's his name. He's one of them, right? And they're all barbaric. And the locals, they're slitting their throats. They're taking their spice. They've been there for fucking 80 years on this planet. And told the emperor, said, look, man, I'm getting a little jealous. They're making a lot of money. Let me get them the fuck off. I'm just giving you a little quick, what is it, synopsis?
Yeah, synopsis. It's a synopsis.
Shut up. How do you pronounce that?
Synopsis.
I hate you both. You're both not good friends. But listen to me. I want to get you, Jimmy, I want you to know about the movie. So yeah, listen.
Just give me a quick synopsis.
And Antonio, how do you say the synopsis?
Synopsis.
Guys, you mean
it's synopsis.
If we were in school right now and there was a teacher witnessing this, they go, you two, stop bullying Mr. Serenop.
No, it's synopsis. Listen,
you're fucking mean, but that's not the point.
No, he's right. It's synopsis.
It is synopsis.
I hate you guys. All right.
It is.
Antonio, show him in the chat what it is. It's synopsis.
Antonio, you go, but you get involved in this. I'll fucking make a trip to that city so quick. Fucking, you can't break my balls. It's synopsis. Anyway, guys. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is,
what's it about?
Like, listen to me. The emperor is like, yo.
Hello. Yeah.
Don't take a Jimmy, you're being very rude. Don't take a call during my movie review. Everybody, let's do the Jimmy, do the Matt movie minute really quick, because we're wasting this time.
Matt's movie minute.
That's me. So listen, this is the thing. Dean Thomas, I know you just got off a plane, but this, you could do worse.
No, I want to hear about it.
So, really quick, to give you a quick sum, I'm going to sum it up.
Summary.
So, the emperor wants, he's getting a little jealous. Hey, listen, these guys are making a lot of money down here.
Sure.
Get them off the fucking planet. I'm going to put somebody down, another family down there to ward this fucking, be a ward down there and mine the spice and whatever. So, that's when they call House Atreides. And House Atreides, they're very noble.
Of course.
And they got the young kid Paul. He might be the one kind of. Listen, so they go down there with good intentions.
Sure.
But that's where it gets that little Game of Thrones feel, because a lot of jealousy, because this other race was down there for 80 fucking years, these brutes.
Right.
They're a little jealous. Like, yo, man, Emperor made us get out of here for these mother effers. Sometimes I clean up my language at weird times.
It's appreciated.
They get these other guys off the planet. They were doing a good job mining that shit. So now there's other families coming over, but shit, man, a lot of betrayal and it's very exciting. Listen, I don't know if I did a good job. I don't want any spoilers.
Right.
You just went 15 minutes on the synopsis of this movie, and I still don't know what it's about.
No idea.
Hot sauce and some races down there and all that.
Jimmy, don't jump on board with that, Jimmy.
No, I don't know what it's about either. It's a dune. They want to be the ones who mine it and sell it, but they're not too sure. So there's a whole bunch of warriors.
Everybody, you could do worse.
Yes.
Than watching Dune.
Yes, you could hear about it.
So mean. I don't want to sound like a little kid when I say this, but you're mean to me. All right, guys. What do you guys want to talk about the fights, huh?
Yeah, do a few picks, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down, man. Oh, fuck. Thank you. Listen to me. I'm going to say something I probably never said on this show ever. Thank you to our producer, Antonio.
Why?
Because usually I'm yelling at the motherfucker. I'm not yelling at him. I want you guys to hear. I came across this gem the other day. I was going, you know, you scroll through that Instagram, whatever you're doing when you're on the toilet. And all of a sudden I heard this, the official Max Payne Griffin official walkout song. Mm. The Lunas. Lunis. Can I say something? Jimmy, you didn't hear it, did you, Dean? Well, listen.
No.
I'm just going to let you know this, dude. Knock your ass out. Max Payne, choke your ass out. Max Payne, make you tap out. Max Payne, Max Payne. Let's do it again. Ready?
All right. Knock your ass out. Max Payne.
Wait, hold. Oh, someone doesn't want to play along. It's fun. It's fun. Try it. Try. Don't make me talk like I'm talking to my kids. Try it now.
Okay.
You don't have to like it, but just try it. Ready? I'm going to start again.
Okay.
Knock your ass out. Max Payne. Choke your ass out.
Max Payne.
Make you tap out.
Max Payne.
Max Payne.
Max Payne.
Knock your ass out.
Max Payne.
Choke your ass out.
Max Payne.
Make you tap out.
Max Payne.
Max Payne made Jimmy tap out. Me and Dean Thomas, I like it.
Listen, let's do the remix.
That hook?
Yeah.
That fucking hook? I heard it once. Ready? It's in my fucking brain. Hey, Dean Thomas, knock your ass out.
Max Payne.
Took your ass out.
Max Payne.
Make it tap out.
Max Payne.
Max Payne?
Payne. Max Payne. I think we got something.
Jimmy, yeah, I
me
just
too.
Like, I Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy loves me so much, or else he would have stopped doing this show ages ago. Jimmy, and what you brought up before, it really opened my eyes about doing your show and me pulling over in the Stop and Shop parking lot. It's not very professional at all. It's actually the opposite of professional.
That's okay.
And the next time you invite me on, well, actually, no, you need to do it in studio now.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Nah, I'll never come back.
Come on.
So listen, nah, I can't. Hey, listen, let's do a quick couple of fights. Huh?
Yes.
It's a long show, but it's a fun show.
Fun show.
All right. Hey, I'm going. Listen, I like that Polish power. I have nothing against Jan Blachowicz. I think he's underrated. I think people don't give him enough shine. But like Jimmy likes to say, glove is coming for all that smoke. I got all the smoke. I got all of it.
How do you think he wins?
How I think he wins?
Yeah.
Head and arm choke.
What round?
What?
What round?
Third round.
It's funny. I was going to say Glover, third round stoppage.
Jiu-jitsu.
I'll say fourth round. Glover, fourth round.
I'm with you. I got Glover in the fourth by TKO ground and pound.
Oh, yeah. Ground and pound, and what do you say?
Because Blachowicz couldn't, but he went the distance with Adesanya, and he had him on the ground, and he wasn't able to put him away. Adesanya was not equipped to deal with him on the ground. So I certainly don't think he'll stop Glover that way. So I'm going to take Glover fourth round, a TKO of some sort, yeah. Could be ground and pound, or could be a standing.
Using his jiu-jitsu? The great equalizer?
Yeah, Glover's jiu-jitsu is going to be better.
Jiu-jitsu, Glover will have his day. Jiu-jitsu, he'll use his Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I believe Glover will have his day. Thank you, guys. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that. Let's go on to the next thing. You could just
Sanhagen Jan. Piotr Jan against Corey Sanhagen.
Well, you want me to make another song about it?
No. I mean, no, because then I just get too excited. I can't concentrate on the fight.
Jimmy, look at Dean's face. I think the fight is either the flight caught up to him or he wants to jump out the fucking window for listening. Look at him. He, all of that smile just went like this one.
Yeah.
Yo, suddenly that 15-hour flight. Anyway.
I'm taking, I think you said it, Matt, Sanhagen by decision.
Jimmy tries to play those little mind tricks on me. Listen, no. I'm telling you, I like Sanhagen, though. I don't want to go with who I like more because I kind of really like Sanhagen because he's such a nice kid. And it's not that I don't like Jan. I fucking like Jan a lot. I like him because he's kind of like a little, he reminds me of like a little, like Siberian psychopath. Like he's just like that guy is not made for anything else but this.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Corey, I think if something falls through, that guy can go and be anything he wants to be. That guy's a strong, but very crafty. I man, what What'd you say, Dean Thomas?
All right, here's what I'm saying. All right, Corey Sandhagen, to me, matches up well against Jan. Not saying he's a better, you know, he's better, but he matches up well. But I think he's had so many opportunities fall out of his hands, like the fight with Aljo just, like, fell out of his hands. The fight with TJ Dillashaw just fell out of his hands. I think this is a moment where he goes, you know what? I can't let this opportunity fall out of my hands. I think he brings his best game, and he wins a decision against Peter Yan.
Listen, I could go back and forth with this one all day long. That's what we talk about with the stuff we like, guys. You don't want to pick against them. But just, you guys are both going with Corey, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Yan. I just think that Yan, what is he? How many losses does he have? How many losses does Yan have on his record?
He's like one split decision loss.
I know. And it was to a wrestling-based kid, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I think the length, the footwork of Corey possesses problems for a majority of the whole division, most guys. I think Yan is just such a little Terminator. I think he's gonna power through. And I'm going to say Yan fourth round stoppage. That might sound crazy. I don't know, but that's what I'm going with. I think he's just he is a fucking beast. Corey's going to have to literally do what he's done to other people, put him away, because there's no fear in Yan. If there's anybody that's right at all, I love, there's one, there's a thing on, I think I saw it on Instagram or somewhere, like a meme, and it's a pictures of Yan on like a family vacation and at something else with his, and every picture with his kids, whatever, every picture, everybody's smiling, and he's just got to look at stone cold look on his face with all these pictures, these beautiful pictures with his family and wherever. And then I see a picture, there's only one picture of him in like the bottom corner smiling, and that's in the cage, just ear to ear. I think he had some blood on his face, and he is made for that cage.
He is. I ain't gonna lie about that, man. He is certainly made to fight, man. He was put on this earth to fight people.
Yes. And I'm just, that's the edge of your seat one, you know? Yeah. So, but I'm gonna go with Yan.
I just can't see Corey Sandhagen letting this opportunity slip out of his hands after letting the other two get so far away from him. I think that he's gonna have to, because if he doesn't do it now, he'll never get this opportunity again.
Let's also talk real quick about, let's do one more, Islam versus Hooker.
Islam.
I take Makhachev in the second round.
I got Islam. I got him third round stoppage. Hooker's going to hang in there, but I think Hooker's going to have a hard time. There might be a submission in there. He blends in those fucking takedowns beautifully, as well as anyone.
Yeah.
And he's got the striking also, man. There's the length of Hooker, but, you know, and there's that nasty knee, but I don't know. I think that it's Islam's time right now.
Yeah, man. And what he did with Thiago Moises, and I know Thiago Moises, he's a very young prospect, who's very good, who blends everything well together. And he was just all over him, and he shut him out. Yeah, Makhachev. And yeah, he's something else, man. I'd be afraid to fight him. I think he's gonna stop Hooker in the third.
Right before this whole card comes on, you know, I'm going to put on Max Payne's walkout song. And I'm just going to be sitting there saying, he'll knock you out,
Max Payne.
He'll choke you out,
Max Payne.
He'll make you tap out,
Max Payne.
Max Payne.
Max Payne. Payne.
What do you guys want to plug,
Jimmy? Lee, I want to do one more fight. I want to do
Jilian
against Hamzat Chimaev. I think Lee beats him in the second round. He stops him, and nobody believes me. You all think Chimaev is going to win. I just wanted that for the record.
Now I got to call it.
All right.
All right. And I'm going to say Khamzat.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to say by second round stoppage. There you go.
I'm going Khamzat. I think I'm on the Khamzat train right now. I think this comeback fight, he's going to get a knockout in the first round. He'll have some tougher tests later, but he's going to knock this dude out in the first round.
Listen, speaking of little trains, Jimmy's famous. He's like a little hobo with that little, that stick with the little handkerchief thing on.
You said it wrong.
He's like a hobo, not the other thing. I love you either way. But listen, you jump on and off that fucking train real quick.
I was never on the Hamza Shemaya train.
You are what you want, Francis, is on and off, on and off.
No.
What's the next stop? You're sitting there like with fucking Pee Wee Herman and that old guy. Shoo, fly, shoo.
But I call it as I see it. If I thought Francis, who I thought Stipe did a masterful job against Francis in the first fight, but the fight after Francis had against Lewis, I didn't like the way he fought. I didn't like that he was afraid to pull the trigger. And I had also, someone had told me, a little birdie had told me, which may not have been true, that he was only sparring with middleweights. He wasn't sparring with heavyweights. I'm not saying that's true, but I was like, I don't know what he's doing. So, yeah, I always liked Francis, but I did think that he was going to lose. I forget who he fought right after Derek Lewis and beat, but I did think he was going to lose that fight.
Listen to me. You're not a fair weather friend.
I like him, but I didn't like him any less.
I'm worried about you not liking me one day.
I love you. But I was never on the Shamayev, never on the Hamzat Shamayev. I think he's a great fighter, but I was never on that train.
Well, Dean Thomas, what are you going to do with Jimmy? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, I understand. I understand.
No, jump on one of those little trolleys. Listen, what do you want to plug, Dean Thomas? Dude, you got 10 million things going on. Plug something. I saw you do a little TikTok dance with some blonde girl. Who is that?
Oh, that's a girl I work with at ESPN.
Oh.
Yeah.
And why don't you plug your ESPN show?
My ESPN West Palm show. You can just download the ESPN app and go to ESPN West Palm. I'm on every day from 3 to 5 Eastern time. I'm on Sirius.
You're doing a show every day 3 to 5?
Yeah.
Man, I do a show 2 days a week with Jimmy for an hour, and I'm doing, I'm spent. Today's episode, I might need a nap after this. I mean, I was I'm having Jimmy laughing at my jokes. Actually, the opposite of that. He wasn't laughing. But, you know.
But the important thing that we do is we looking for a fight. So we got looking for a fight coming up. That. Yes.
All I know is that last episode with Derek Lewis, guest star. Last time I looked, I don't know, 1.1 million. The show's got legs. The show has legs. Okay.
I love that.
All right.
I love it.
I think we're all on Cameo.
Yeah, we're all on Cameo.
Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be this weekend, Jimmy?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Philadelphia, Helium Comedy Club. It's a new hour of material. Come on now. Come out.
And guys, I got Leon Davies. She's two-time no-gi women's champion, world champion in jiu-jitsu. She's going to be doing a little seminar at Sarah BJJ Huntington. So if you're anywhere around Long Island, all schools are welcome this Friday night. It's going to be so nice.
There you go.
I like to spread the jiu-jitsu love, you know? Okay. All right, guys. Listen, Dean.
Yes.
Have a good time, man. I freaking miss you.
Man, let's get up soon. Oh, I'll be in New York next week, man. So maybe we catch up.
What are you doing? Don't even say it.
The fight.
Oh shit, I'll be here too. Oh shit.
It's next week. UFC 2768.
Raging Al Iaquinta versus Bobby Green. I'm so excited. And then after that, me and Dean Thomas are gonna go to Denver for looking for a fight.
Very nice.
Yeah,
that's right.
Such exciting times.
Yeah, you see Sanhagen while you're out there. He's from Denver. I don't know if he's still living out there, but he's from Denver.
Yeah, he's out there. Yes. I'm going to see him.
We'll make a point for that, but we're looking for new talent.
I'm going to see the new champ.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see. Dun, 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 dun. On that note.
Bye, guys. Thanks, Dean.
All right, Joe.
Yeah, bye.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Scramble through our world-class golf courses or shop your way through the square. Be one with nature as you hike or bike through our parks and trails or hunker down at one of our breweries. And when it's time to eat, be sure to bite into our eclectic food scene. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed?
also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.